183.1 parents should not permit business cares, worldly customs and maxims, and fashion to have a controlling power over them, so that they neglect their children in babyhood and fail to give their children proper instruction as they increase in years. A 183.21 great reason why there is so much evil in the world today is that parents occupy their minds with other things than that which is all important, how to adapt themselves to the work of patiently and kindly teaching their children the way of the Lord. If the curtain could be drawn aside, we should see that many, many children who have gone astray have been lost to good influences through this neglect. Parents, can you afford to have it so in your experience? You should have no work so important that it will prevent you from giving to your children 184 all the time that is necessary to make them understand what it means to obey and trust the Lord fully. A 183.3 And what will you reap as a reward of your effort? You will find your children right by your side, willing to take hold and cooperate with you in the lines that you suggest. You will find your work made easy. A 184.1 God's teaching agents in the homeschool. Parents should in a special sense regard themselves as agents of God to instruct their children, as did Abraham, to keep the way of the Lord. They need to search the scriptures diligently, to know what is the way of the Lord, that they may teach it to their household. Micah says, "What doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God?" Micah 6:8. In order to be teachers, parents must be learners, gathering light constantly from the oracles of God and by precept and example bringing this precious light into the education of their children. A 184.2 From the light that God has given me, I know that the husband and the wife are to be in the home minister, physician, nurse, and teacher, binding their children to themselves and to God, training them to avoid every habit that will in any way militate against God's work in the body, and teaching them to care for every part of the living organism. A 184.3 The mother must ever stand preeminent in this work of training the children, while grave and important duties rest upon the father. The mother, by almost constant association with her children, especially during their tender years, must always be their special instructor and companion. She should take great care to cultivate neatness and order in her children, to direct them in forming correct habits and tastes. She should train them to be 185 industrious, self-reliant, and helpful to others, to live and act and labor, as though always in the sight of God. A 184.4 The elder sisters can exert a strong influence upon the younger members of the family. The younger, witnessing the example of the older, will be led more by the principle of imitation than by oft-repeated precepts. The eldest daughter should ever feel it a Christian duty devolving upon her to aid the mother in bearing her many toilsome burdens. A 185.1 Parents should be much at home. By precept and example they should teach their children the love and the fear of God, teach them to be intelligent, social, affectionate, to cultivate habits of industry, economy, and self-denial. By giving their children love, sympathy, and encouragement at home, parents may provide for them a safe and welcome retreat from many of the world's temptations. A 185.2 Preparation for the church school. It is in the home school that our boys and girls are to be prepared to attend the church school. Parents should constantly keep this in mind and, as teachers in the home, should consecrate every power of the being to God, that they may fulfill their high and holy mission. Diligence, faithful instruction in the home is the best preparation that children can receive for school life. A 185.3 God's injunctions to be paramount. We have Bible rules for the guidance of all, both parents and children, a high and holy standard from which there can be no swerving. God's injunctions must be paramount. Let the father and mother of the family spread out God's word before him, the searcher of hearts, and ask in sincerity, "What hath God said?" 185.4 Teach your children to love truth, because it is truth, and because they are to be sanctified through the truth and fitted to stand in the grand review that shall ere long determine whether they are qualified to enter into higher work and become members of the royal family, children of the heavenly king. A 186.1 Prepare for the coming conflict. Satan is marshaling his hosts, and are we individually prepared for the fearful conflict that is just before us? Are we preparing our children for the great crisis? Are we preparing ourselves and our households to understand the position of our adversaries and their modes of warfare? Are our children forming habits of decision, that they may be firm and unyielding in every matter of principle and duty? I pray that we all may understand the signs of the times, and that we may so prepare ourselves and our children that in the time of conflict God may be our refuge and defense. 187-186.2. Chapter 29, A Work That Cannot Be Transferred. Parental responsibilities which no one else can bear. Parents, you carry responsibilities that no one can bear for you. As long as you live, you are accountable to God to keep His way. Parents who make the Word of God their guide, and who realize how much their children depend upon them for the characters they form, will set an example that it will be safe for their children to follow. 187.1 Fathers and mothers are responsible for the health, the constitution, the development of the character of their children.